All right, I'm here with the Coral Collective, the Coronation Collective. We got Miles, Monica, we got Yo Emmett, or yep. Emmett. I did one of these before in my first incarnation of doing a podcast. How we doing? How's your day going? I just woke up, so.
Likewise, also only on one cup of coffee, but feeling awake enough. PM in the AM.
PM in the AM. I got espresso and coffee going. I'm ready.
It's an hour later here. I'm in Alberta right now, so I've been up for a bit. And plus, okay. I've been getting up early lately too, which feels good.
Oh, that's so grown up of you, man.
I know.
Retired life.
It's easy when you don't have to get up for anything. That's when I am inclined to get up early. You know.
Yeah, I feel that. I've been doing the same lately too. Just getting up and working on projects, but work flows.
I'm terrible at it. I just wake up and go, do I have anything to do? If yes, then I sleep till the very minute before it. And if no, I go back to bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Either way. That's shout out quarantine, honestly. It made me way too comfortable with hitting the snooze button. So it's there's no actual daily goings on. It's all good.
Yeah. Also,
musical escapism.
3 a.m. is a magical time. I'm happy to see 3 a.m. every day.
Oh, yeah. I was up at 3 a.m. this morning or today, whenever it was. It's when shit's going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You better believe it. Yeah.
Shanti, shanti.
It is nice to not have to. Yeah, you can really just stay up as long or as little as you want, you know? So that's good.
Yeah. I took a nap yesterday afternoon. And then last night I wasn't really tired, so I was just up. So, you know, shout out the silver linings of quarantine.
Yeah. Do you think that the 8 hours can be accumulative or it has to be consistent? What do you think?
For me, I feel cumulative 8 hours is pretty good.
Because you could pick up 90 minutes there.
But I think
there's the art of the napping too. You can't sleep for too long.
Yeah. The REM cycle, right?
The NASA nap. But I think in order to actually get proper REM cycle, you have to have a prolonged not that I do.
It was 90-minute increments. That's what I had in my head.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
That's not bad.
I saw it
on a good amount of time
5 years ago, so I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Oh, they've overhauled the sleep standards now. So. Yeah. We're doing cumulative because
Canada has changed.
Yeah, well, time is not linear, so sleep is no longer linear.
Time is money, though.
Yeah,
my time is money, baby.
Time is money. As I got older, that makes more and more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it really does. It really does.
Yeah,
that old adage.
Yeah.
I unfortunately bought crypto 3 weeks ago, and time is money. Every minute is money.
Are you kind of late to the party?
I'm way too. I made a huge mistake.
You're in now. We have some friends in Victoria who are really into that. They're talking about it 4 years ago, and I'm damn, I must be all right now.
I know some people that made more money than they should have had. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because there's a moment it's it's going to collapse, and and it kind of did, but then it came back.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that yesterday with Bitcoin, and they were like, isn't it dangerous that these super internet people are ending up making millions of dollars? And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of shifting the tides towards just chaos agents.
Absolutely. Cause who else would be making all that? Right. Just it's that money is already technically there. That's why it's being mined. Right.
Exactly.
Literally getting our shit back. So it's a pretty wild process to see.
I imagine maybe this is just my optimism, but the worst thing someone's going to do who makes lots of money with crypto is start an epic drone YouTube channel where they watch trains or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a big flex. What do you mean?
That'd be sick. I'm for that. More of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the worst thing that could happen. I'm here for that future as opposed to I don't know. Politicians or corporations or Elon Musk. Fuck. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So rich. It's crazy.
Yeah. Didn't he just pass like Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
Jeff Bezos.
He passed Bezos. Yeah. I don't know how long that'll last.
Yeah. I mean, they seem to be going back and forth. But.
I was thinking about how.
It's so like, wild.
Musk must be so fucking rich because there's no way he has as many employees that his like net worth is responsible for as Bezos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, not really.
I don't know if that's how it actually works.
Not that he's responsible for his employees.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like I think that's sort of included in your net worth, technically.
Yeah, I guess it's like kind of like your asset of a company, which is crazy. So I don't know. So you just not in my realm.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, yeah. So Melon Season, that came out in December, right?
Yes. December 12th.
It's last 12/12/21. I made a point of pumping iron to it yesterday.
Hey, sick. That's what it's for. It's for that motivation, you know.
Yeah, it's hype. Yeah. It's hype as fuck. I loved it.
Thank you.
I like because Emmett, you do more vocals on this one than you have in previous projects. That's
for sure. It's definitely like more than before.
And I'd say it's the horniest of any of the albums as well.
Yes.
And like, yeah, you two play the kind of, I think, comic book duality of it where like Emmett is like almost memeing like the hyper kind of hetero thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it, Miles, you're just like sort of manipulating those stereotypes to... Yeah, it's I like.
Yeah,
it's like it's
gender
it's,
and genre bending.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's like it's got a sense of humor about it, but it's also like I'm like, oh yeah, like you're poking the bear too, you know?
Yeah. No, it's absolutely serious. Well, thank you. It's like it's definitely it's one of my favorite projects we've worked on because, and like we've talked a bit about this, but it's more or less been in like formulation of the idea pretty much when we met Baden and Nick and like Champagne and started thinking about things as Coronation Collective. It just became this like mantra of like, I don't know, vibes pretty much. And somehow the melon became the analogy for it. And ever since then, it just all really connected. So it became this like whirlpool of ideas and like kind of sounds that we slowly over time kept working into new forms. Yeah. So like pretty much all the songs we wrote like this year, but like Don't Know What to Say was something we came up with.
Yeah.
Was that like it was like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was when we were living together. So that was like 4 years ago. So
Yeah. And it started with like we were each working on instrumentals for that track, and then it just I don't know. So then it ended up coming back this year, and we got Baden's verse, 11:45. Shout out Colton.
That verse is very good.
I
just got a verse from them, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. What are you doing?
It's a big pop song, basically. Like a pop trap. Nice. It's like probably one of my more hi-fi tunes.
Cool.
I'm kind of waiting for more people, restaurants and shit to be properly open before I put out anything too hype, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
It just feels wrong to be like, I want people to drink to this communally and then to put out something hype when you're at least supposed to be, if you will, staying at home.
It's true.
Maybe that's why there haven't been that many like slaps lately to come out, I feel like. But
I think
maybe that's true. Different. Yeah.
But, or maybe I'm just not looking in the right place. But anyway. But who's gonna make like a
Coral's gone.
Club like stripper anthem right now? You know, like
I was thinking about it.
well, there we go.
So maybe I'll put that on hold.
Miles, you got a pole in the house yet?
No, not yet. Although, like, it would probably go pretty nicely with the like the pink and purple neon. You know.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
if it slaps enough, it might convince like governments to reopen. So
Biden Bonnie Henry's DMs.
Yeah.
Keep streaming Melon Season. Good times are upon us.
Go check out my SoundCloud. Yeah.
I will say back to Melon though, like in the horny aspect. It's funny you said that because like I find that like because I haven't like done that many vocals before, but I find that whenever I'm like writing bars, somehow it like, not necessarily devolves, but it like resorts to just like explicit sex bars, and I don't really know why. But yeah. I'm not like freakish of a person, but it just happened.
Well, I don't think of it like
it just happens. I feel that
it can be, and I think it's a healthy way to approach it, depending on the type of person you are, but is to approach it like playing Grand Theft Auto or something.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, this is my open world sandbox. I'm gonna talk about, I don't know, having sex with three girls in one day or something. And like, yeah. I would never do that. never say never, but
Yeah, no, I know what you mean for sure. Yeah, that is a good like approach to think about it. I've never really thought about it.
You could poke holes in that morally pretty easily.
Yeah, that's all.
I think it's like the healthy way to. It's the safest way I can look at it, at least. You know? Yeah.
Are we saying I think so for sure. Like, well, like to add on to that, I mean, like, obviously, with like the past year of like, I don't know, me, you know, kind of developing this like brand and like feel around like Monica, and like as I kind of bring more of myself out behind what's going on in the music, like I've been more empowered to like throw a little bit more of that, you know, like kind of off the cuff, like outside of the box sort of gender bending stuff that I'm more or less like wrestling with in my own head. So I'm like, well, music is the perfect place to kind of have it as that outlet. And, you know, you're kind of making songs to relate experiences to other people who might, you know, be going through similar things. So it's like, again, just the outlet aspect of it is like pretty helpful for both creative and listener, hopefully. But it's fun doing it, so it's been a learning process for me and bringing that out too.
Yeah, so and I think hip hop actually is a weirdly good place to express like gender identity and sexual identity and such, because it's for most people I think that are not, you know, cis hetero it's not black and white, right?
Yes, no, very. There's lots of color. So
you can't just like make a post and just say this is it. It's it's fluid or whatever the, you know, term is, but and you can really fuck with that and get it out there, because that's what I got while I was listening to it. I was like, okay, I see what you're putting down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
rather than
you.
Like just a tweet or something where I'm like, okay, right on.
yeah, exactly. Like it's the storytelling moment too, right? Like, you can kind of just elaborate and make different references to otherwise, you know, common tropes or something in hip hop, just kind of putting your own spin on it. That's what I'm trying to do. So
has that been hard being public with a non-binary? That's like,
absolutely.
You said you wanted to talk about that on Twitter, so I figured I'm going to go for it.
Oh yeah. Well, like, okay. Yeah. It's kind of interesting because like I just had like a bunch of interesting stuff go down with the band I am involved with, which you've been working with too, for that reason. And that's kind of why I have withheld speaking on that before. Also just because like my own like feelings of being like, damn, like everyone's been perceiving me as this like very mask person, just going through life, going through university, like, they can do whatever they want. And for me, like stepping up and speaking on all this is essentially being like, yo, like that reason alone is why I was uncomfortable with it, because there's so much more going on to who I am. And like, that is the music too. So within the rap circles, I've kept that pretty separate because, you know, things like this do happen where people will like just label you as like a queer artist suddenly. And then it's like, well, like, I don't know if our values align. And it's like, well, like, shit didn't change. Like, I'm not doing this because it's like, you know, boys in skirts are trending on TikTok. You know, it's like, I'm doing this because it's like, fuck, this is who I am. I can't like stop holding it back anymore. And there's like a pretty big power I'm finding in like shaping that and claiming it for myself and connecting with other people who have been doing this longer than I have. They know more, you know. It's literally just me getting out and about and like speaking on it. And after so long, like hiding it, I'm like stoked to share it. So that's the part I'm stoked about. So I feel way better too. Yeah. I don't feel like as like defensive and angry all the time. I'm just like, fuck it. We're fabulous. That's all there is to it. Yeah. So, and I think that's a pretty big, you know, that's a good thing for like hip hop to have right now too. I think like
I think so too.
Someone who can like use a little bit of not use, just like reference different things in different ways for the people, you know, and it's not just one group of people. I'm doing this for the people. So,
yeah.
But a lot of people don't fuck with that. I don't know. If you start to get that confidence, which I'm like just doing because I'm having fun and I do this because I love it, people slowly start to cut you off because they don't like to see it in a certain way. It's weird. So anyways, you know, like you said the other day, you know, you're only talking to who will talk to you in 2021. And for features, you know, connections, that's what I'm doing. I'm not doing these engagement groups. I follow who I want to. And
what's,
yeah,
what's an engagement group? That sounds like a wedding party.
Right? Yeah. No, it was literally just like group chats of like local artists and stuff.
Right.
Just being like, yo, like drop the fire emojis and all this. And I don't know, like looking back, I pumped out 612 Dreamland in a very short amount of time. And like, I don't know. I was like thinking it was really shitty. And I was listening to it yesterday. I'm like, this is good. But at the time, I had a lot of people telling me different things about like how to release an album or how to like mix it. And I was like, no, this is what I'm doing. Like, this is my vision. This is the dream. I don't know. I listened to it the other day. I was like, I was really hard on myself during that time because of the community I was involved with, rather than just like focusing on the people who were important to me. And like those opinions, you know, like people dropping fire emojis on your post, like don't really care about you. Like they're doing it so people will look at their profile too. So
yeah,
that's the tea.
I was going to say, like, I mean, I feel good when I get a fire emoji on my thing, but also I don't, you know, myself, at least I don't really use Instagram in a way that like is like hype beast friendly. I don't think,
you know? Yeah, no. And yeah, that's exactly it. I'm noticing parts of like what Miles was at first or whoever, you know, that was quite literally dictated by that sort of thing, you know,
isn't it weird too, that making hip hop music, like you kind of very quickly get on Instagram and da, 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 and then you kind of go, oh, this is how you have to operate to be successful.
Yeah. And I think the onset
like
of that
stone
was like
14-year-old and da, 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 da.
Right. I don't get it. Like, I don't know, all these, like I've been doing some mixing for like some local cats and you know, it's good, but like still given the chance for a song for their own album, people's first instinct is just to go with like hard gang shit and like killing people and like fuck bitches. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know, like I know that's not the case. And I'm just like, there's so many other things to be talking about. I'm like, I don't know. It's just funny to me, you know? And like, these are the people who have like 2,500 followers and like they're dropping crazy posts, you know, like the fire photos, the fits. And it's like, yeah. I don't really know if the substance is there. I was just watching something with like Fife Dog talking about this, and it was just like, you really do have to, if you're partaking in, you know, a culture that is about sharing stories and stuff like this, yeah, we have the anthems that are like get lit, like turn up, all this, there's a moment for everything, but there's not enough of, you know, role models for like other people to be looking to and writing about or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, we just need more variation.
Art, in my opinion, especially contemporary where it's you know, we naturally want to brandify ourselves in the Instagram era, right? Rather than express, right?
Yes.
And I struggle with that too, but you know, my goal generally these days is to be funny with the PM stuff, at least, right? It's like I'm a funny guy.
Yeah,
that's my
yeah, show. Exactly,
as Emmett knows very well. After the song I sent him the other
day. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw there was one in the inbox. I didn't check it.
It's check it out.
Silly. Okay. It's silly. Yeah. I talk about
having spice in the beat.
Having sex with food in that song. So I'll leave it at that.
Fuck yes. Yeah. Love it. Look forward to that. I saw like part of the message just said Goof Troop, so I'm like, nice.
It's vivid.
Yeah.
It's vivid.
Yeah. My friend loved that one too. I sent it all to them. They said, you remember Sun Kill Moon, Carissa or whatever? You ever listen to that song?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing song.
Sun Kill Moon.
Yeah, that guy's whack.
Anyway. Yeah, he's canceled as far as I know. I didn't look into it too much, but that song, anyways. Like my friends were like, "Okay, take this a step further. Do the hip hop Carissa," and I was like, "Ah, oh, that's a in this flow or whatever in the BFB to Pac Man or whatever flow, Zach Fox flow."
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh yeah, shout out to Zach Fox.
Yeah, Zach Fox is the man. Yeah. One of the best Twitters. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, funny.
Wow.
Oh, I don't follow him on Twitter.
He got banned for a while and came back.
What other Twitter accounts do you follow, JP, that are good?
There's this guy I like. He doesn't tweet that much, but I think it's Passion of the Wise, and he writes for like
NPR. He's super good.
NPR. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, word. Okay. Nice.
I think it's at Passion Wise.
Yeah, he's like an early adopter to like Draco the Ruler, and like he was an early adopter to Odd Future way back, and got one of the first
nice.
Frank Ocean back in the day and stuff, and just a good writer, cool guy.
Nice.
Yeah,
his site is like super dope too. Like I know after like since Doom died. Which I was very sad about, but
yeah, all right.
Since that happened, I know on his site he's been getting a bunch of different like writers and people to like talk about different Doom tracks and stuff. So like that's dope.
Yeah.
And I know that was going on every day, but I don't know if it's still happening. But yeah.
Nice. Well, that's dope.
Yeah, I follow a lot of the like kind of Chapo Trap House circle of things. I actually don't love this Chapo Trap House podcast itself. I find it's over-edited, if that makes sense.
The only reason I know of Chapo Trap House is because of Vosh. Came up on his channel. But basically, that's just how I got the backstory. But the shout-out, I was just like, yo. It was literally like the day after I saw it, I was like, boom.
Yeah.
You're on it.
So. Very online. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that's perfect. The dirtbag left, they call it, or whatever. That's kind of my circle, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm just out here just trying to have a human experience.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
Cool, yeah. What are you guys going to do today? What's going on? You got plans?
I'm doing some vocals for this. Oh, my battery's dying. Doing some vocals for a band in Halifax called Fully Invested. They're like a garage punk band. It sounds pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you will probably hear that later. And then maybe just some more listening, tweaking track selection for the sequel album this year. I think it's going to combine 888 and Dreamland.
Okay.
And it's going to drop mid-year. So we're in the formulation process for that. Yo, Emmett, you're putting together this tape.
Word.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's what I'm doing today. That's what I've been doing for the last few days. But yeah. I have this idea. You two know about it, obviously. But not sure what the title is. Not sure about anything like that. But the project is like all tracks produced by me, and I'm getting different artists on every single one. So it's going to be primarily like, you know, West Coast, like oriented, trying to like get sort of the, you know, the sound going for the area, but also I try and branch it out to some other areas too. So
yeah.
Who you got on there? I know you got me. I'm sure you got Miles.
Yeah. There's
my
a couple. I got Huddy. Man, Huddy set the bar super high because he got back to me within like, I don't know, like it was that day that he sent the vocals back, because I sent it in like the morning, and then he sent it back, and it was like super, like I don't know, super good, super fast. So
yeah, and
you know,
unique. Yeah,
so
that's a track.
He's so unique, man. It's crazy. Like,
Yeah.
One of a kind.
It's a sick track. Mm. So that's going to be the opener, I'm thinking. But so we got Huddy, U2, 1145, who we talked about. I'm excited about the track for them. Champagne Crawford, I just sent him track yesterday, so he's hyped. Yo. He said he's going to get back to me today or tomorrow. Yes. Sage, or Thanks Hollow, Hollow is his artist name. Thanks Hollow on Instagram.
I like that guy.
Sent him a track yesterday.
That guy well.
Yeah, he's dope. He makes really good music. So, and then there's a couple unnamed and a couple undecided. So,
true.
I'm not gonna name any names until
you got to get Darren Day, bro.
Fuck, dude. No, I listened to that. Like, what's his song? I just listened to it for the first time. Like the other
Coachella.
Day. Yeah, Coachella. Holy shit. Like, okay, I don't want to like talk shit about like stuff, but like,
cool. No, go ahead. He I'd love to have him on this podcast, but he hasn't responded to me, and I've asked him probably 2 dozen times now. So
yeah, I mean,
it's too good for us, bro.
Yeah,
you have bars that are like adding Darren Day, so I guess you're the one who's actually talking shit.
I mean, my bar is there's two bars. You did a cipher with Darren Day and he bought you. I'm just saying he's good at rapping. That's all.
Yeah.
The other one's a bit of a diss.
I have many disses coming out on very various features I'm doing with artists. They're all subliminal. Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
Just because coming in with a yopper in 2021.
Yeah.
If you want to
beef with me, go ahead too. That's fine with me. I'm cool with it.
No, I don't beef with you. You're cool. Yeah, no, clear cut. I get you. We got it.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of people, and you probably know, who like just love labeling us as like the kings and queens of controversy over in Coronation Court here. For no fucking reason other than like we just enjoy making music for fun. Like you've been here like cooking up with us.
Yeah,
like we that's how we Yeah, like that's literally how we make music. We take the ones that we like, we work on them, refine them, put them into like albums if we're like formulating an album. Other than that, we're just like cooking up. And people don't like to see that because it's supposed to be about like the business and all this. So, hate to see it, but I've commented on that as politely as one can in verses that I'm doing for features. And just part of telling the stories for real.
Yeah.
Because how else is anyone going to know? So, I ain't saying shit.
He's going to be on that Jay-Z. They're going to be on that Jay-Z, like, takeover beat. Just, like, coming at.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Put me on verses with. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. The local verses would be really funny and massive cringe potential, but
but that would be great.
I would tune in. You know, I might be the guy. My podcast has the word verse.
Yes.
I'm a born moderator.
Done. Yeah, you absolutely are. We knew this.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Frog in my throat. Yeah, think about that. That might be good. Might be a good forum, as it were, the polis of airing out the dirty laundry of the Victoria rap scene.
Yeah, the Victoria rap scene.
There's
so many people I keep finding. I'm like, another person makes fucking
right?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
work with a guy who's like, my friend's cousin makes Playboy Cardi bullshit. Oh, like, this happens twice a year.
Like, damn, I'm sold.
I'm going to use this platform to say if anyone knows of any like dope, like, local female artists.
Yes.
Tell them to message me because I don't want this tape to be like just, a bunch of dudes or whatever. Like one, I want it to be balanced. So, yeah.
Here, I'm gonna DM Word. You some. I'm not gonna say it in the chat, but I'm gonna DM you someone right now. This person is not hip hop, but can float on hip hop beats. There you go.
Word.
I've worked with this person. That's the only one I got though. I actually don't. I can't think of any, unfortunately, other than the one.
That goes for people listening.
Yeah. Get at him. Yo Emmett. It's, that's the Instagram handle.
Yeah. Yo
Emmett. Yo Emmett.
Yo Emmett.
Yeah.
Cool. You want to talk about anything else? I didn't take any notes because you all are my friends. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I could just chat.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. It's a good format. No, I think, yeah, melon season. It's been out for like a month. Thank you everyone for listening to it. It's actually done really well. For just rolling it out on our own. Yo, Ghost Mode is one of my faves. Again, that's Ghost like Mode's
doing well.
Yeah. For me lyrically, that's like definitely a moment where like kind of referencing, you know, bringing in both sides of this. Yeah. Ghost Mode's tight. There's many stories.
That I'm like really stoked with how that album's been received, like both by, you know, our friends and stuff, and by like playlists and shit that we send to and things like that. So
how do you get it out there? That's something I'm curious, because
I mean, there's so many ways.
You do good numbers, generally speaking.
Miles.
Honestly, to this point, it's been like mostly through SubmitHub. You can go to like, there's like the influencers and like playlist curators tab. Because submitting to blogs is such a scam. Like, they'll pretty much reject you every time.
And plus, who the fuck reads blogs in like
the no day? One?
Anyway,
no one. It's and not just like the reviews
anymore.
Their reviews are so dumb. I have
my
so
favorite
dumb.
Blogs that like, are the same from 10 years ago. I'm not checking out any new blogs, you know?
Yeah, no. Like, and their criticisms are always like so weird. One will literally like score it like 100 on radio friendly, energetic, like all this. And then just be like, the mixing sucked. And the next one will be like, mixing's amazing. It's just tank all the scores. So I'm like, I don't know.
It's weird.
I did a bit of SubmitHub. Like, I always got, we like your lyrics and we hate your singing. It was always my singing. I'm like, I didn't sing on the fucking song.
He's like, what do you want from me? Yeah, for real. But yeah, that's been mostly it. Also, there's, what is it? Rain coverage. They have playlisting, and it worked pretty well for like a PR blast to like a bunch of blogs, basically just like sent out our album release and like bit of detail bio about us, as well as like I think two or three playlists. It got like a couple different songs on, so like those sort of things, just to like even out like, I don't know, streams with like trying to push it, helps balance everything. And that's really been our only method for like dropping anything to date. So, yeah, it's worked pretty well. Yeah. I would love to be able to. I think the next step is like for Coronation to kind of like become a more self-sufficient like label that is like more so managing like how we, you know, like Young Miles and Yo Emmett and the other people we work with in Coronation, people we collab with, are releasing music. Just as like a format that's like accessible to all of us. Yeah, that's the dream. So, and it makes us money in the end. That would be cool.
Yeah, still, if anyone that works for Spotify is listening right now,
yeah, we have 110,000 streams now. It needs to go back into this thing, you know.
So I know that U.S. Postal has not been in good condition lately, but hey.
Yeah. Checks in the mail, haven't seen it yet.
I don't even know how you get paid out.
I don't really know either.
I have no idea. You use United Masters, that's right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like I have mixed feelings about it. It's really easy to use. It's I don't know. I was thinking about like migrating some of my stuff to like Monica for this year and trying out like DistroKid because some of the stuff is a bit janky, I think. Like the streams lag way behind. I only use like Spotify artists to like look at streams or like playlist saves, and like United Masters is like 2 weeks behind. So,
okay, yeah. DistroKid's even worse for that. So,
oh shit. Okay. Yeah.
although Apple Music is pretty immediate. Spotify's just slow. Period. If I'm not mistaken.
Plus, like they have a weird thing. Like their developers don't like iPhone or Android or something. Like, it's something about the app is, like, really laggy. I don't know.
Their app's really, really bad also. in my opinion.
It's really bad. Yeah. I actually just like put my premium on like pause because I'm just like listening to so much other stuff right now. I'm like, I don't have time to just like listen to Spotify.
Yeah. What do you listen? Are you just like ripping SoundCloud, YouTube kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Also, my roommate Levi has Tidal, so I've just been sessioning that, you know.
Oh yeah, hi-fi
streaming. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
Jay-Z.
Oh. Oh, give me that 44K hertz.
Yeah. You see the thing about Jay-Z where apparently he like is like a browses a lot of social media through a Finsta. Do you hear about that?
Really?
It was Funk Flex that like aired it out. He's like, the reason Jay-Z is not active on social media is because he's the most sensitive guy in the rap game, and he's browsing on a Finsta whenever he does something and seeing how people think and getting upset.
What? Oh, I wish I knew the handle.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
that's wild.
He's like, kind of makes sense though. Kevin Durant of rap.
I don't know that it's basketball. I don't know.
No, right? Yeah. yeah, but I mean, well, okay. Just because you use burners doesn't mean it's because you're sensitive. Like Jay-Z has, you know, Jay-Z has a lot to lose as as
billionaire,
executive, CEO, rapper, husband to Beyonce. So,
yeah,
I don't blame him for having burners. You know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Understandable.
I just thought it was fun. Like, I saw, yeah, it's true. Like, I love my TMZ-esque rumor mill. I can't help it.
I feel that. I love that.
I'm such such a.
You're the type to grab sensation. A National Enquirer in line at the grocery store.
Oh yeah, you know. I'll I feel like grabbing a National Enquirer now is how you get COVID. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's still the same stories from like eon, like whenever they started. It's just like different names.
From recycled masks.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the national. I can't remember if this is true or not, but I read something that basically, like, I want to say the CIA occasionally uses the National Enquirer to leak stories.
Yo, I think I heard something about this a while ago too.
Story?
Dude, yeah. It might have been some like 4chan green text shared with me kind of thing, but I don't know. I like that idea.
I like those kind of things too. I will always entertain that sort of shit because I'm like, why else would they keep it around? Like, people aren't this dumb, and it's not entertainment. So I'm like, right?
Yeah.
I'll always entertain that shit, though. I'll never take it to the level of like Q and all that bullshit, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, I think there's validity in thinking, like. Yeah, like thinking like that about certain things without being like a conspiracy theorist. I think it's pretty good.
In a debate with someone like that. I'm like, I think it's healthy to flirt with alternative history or alternative thought because it keeps you critical. Because, you know, so the media does lie every once in a while. Although, like, I think we've gotten to the point where that's inversed a little bit where – encouraging even a little bit of that probably isn't the best idea because enough people are doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's such a slippery slope. Yeah. I would say that, like, just being critical in general is more important than, like, you know, like now it's more important than ever.
Yeah.
Especially, like, well, I don't know. Maybe it'll be less important now that Biden's in office, but who knows? But,
I just hope everybody chills out at least for a little bit, and then we can... I hope we can all find the common ground hating neoliberals. You know what I mean? Where everybody's just like, yeah, we don't like, none of us like neoliberals. And it's like, hey, look, we get along. My neighbor's not so bad. And his Trump sign isn't there anymore because he's not president. So maybe we can get along.
There we go.
Yeah.
My volume was not working. We back.
And we can all sing Kumbaya.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not going to happen, but we can hope.
We just need Garth Brooks singing Amazing Grace, baby.
Yeah. Garth Brooks, the great unifier.
Oh, country music. That's how it's going to happen. Just watch.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, I thought about that 4 years ago. I was like, on the day of the election, I'm like, I'm going to listen to country music and see what happens. And then Trump won.
And then Eagles flew overhead.
I was thinking, I'm curious what this is a half-baked idea I have, and I'm curious what the two of you think about it. And it was, I was trying to figure out, like, basically the way that people process what is perceived as factual information. And there's, and I think there's three ways, and I think there's the third way, which I'm going to get to. I haven't talked about this on the podcast, and I figure, why not? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is there's, you can look, and these can all work in tandem, but the three ways people process what is perceived as factual information is emotionally, which is what you see a lot of on Twitter. And then there's like, I guess critically or analytically, which is like the whatever the opposite of emotional would be. I can't remember what word I used initially. And like, so it's just like, okay, this is what it is. And I'm going to process this not through a filter of emotion, but through a filter of understanding, like on a analytical level. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing, and I think we ignore this a lot, is like spiritual.
Oh yeah.
So I think a lot of the Q people process information or are processing information like spiritually.
Yeah. Without the other, like the culmination of the other two.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about this manifestation of a grand desire, and processing information selectively, sort of selectively, in an effort to kind of like actually like almost spiritually, like meme magic, the term that gets thrown around a lot, process it. And I think when I look at things that way, I become less angry at people.
I think so, because like you can't really blame these people for falling subject to like the same religious fanaticism that is like keeping this whole movement going, like, yeah. So generationally beyond anyone's doing that. That's why we're seeing all this shit happen now. It's like, we're seeing the like result of it over all these like decades and decades. And like, yeah, that's definitely where like a lot of these people are not necessarily privy to, you know, channels of information that would be helping them get past that. You know what I mean? So
I think too, it does take the place like the few of that do, other obviously. Spirituality. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like look up, yeah, they completely conflate like Christianity and Trump in like this bizarre, yeah. Like it's insane. Yeah. It's this whole other thing.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think that we like our brains want some kind of like spiritual release, and some people find it through sort of, you know, dogmatic information, abstract puzzle piecing. Some people find it through actual religion. Some people find it through psychedelia, through art.
Yeah.
And culturally it's unhealthy, but it might actually be like, and this is maybe controversial, but like it might feel pretty good. You know what I mean?
It might feel pretty good. 'Cause like, I think like a pretty basic human need is to like, you know, have your like support system and like a community where you belong with like people who are like at least having similar values. Yeah. So it's like, if those are your values, then it's like those people are finding what they believe necessary to benefit them. But it's like, that's not a beneficial
culturally. Yeah.
Yeah. Culturally not sustainable also. Yeah. But,
and I think socially, the spirituality thing too, it's like, it's this sub in all of us or whatever. Right. It's like we want, like in one situation or not, everybody wants to submit at some point, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Lose that. Control. I don't know.
Facts.
Emma, what musical do you think? Escapism. You think I'm full of shit?
No, sir. I'm just, I don't know.
Your audio is all fucked up, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The vocoder's on, mate.
Sorry. Is it better now?
Yeah, it's better
now. Okay.
There we go.
I don't know if it, yeah, I mean, it is like, I think your values are determined like so much by like the people you're around, because like it is like a form, it's like social Darwinism to like get along with people. And if you're going to get along with people, you need to have the same values as them. And if you don't get along with people, you're like going to be outcast from society. Like that's a very like basic, you know, like line of thinking. So like, yeah, I don't know. It just shows that like how rare it is to actually get like critical thinking. Like,
yes.
Yeah. It takes a lot of emotional heavy lifting, I think, to find the common ground when you come from different subgenres of people, if you will, you know? You deal with that a lot when you work a lot of entry-level jobs, you know?
Yeah. It's true. I mean, you get exposed to, like, so many different opinions that are not always welcome. But, you know, that's life for you.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah. I gotta go, though, guys. I have to actually do another Zoom call with fam and stuff. Okay. But,
nice.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Parting thoughts for Coro, Yo, Emmett?
I'm excited. 2020 was pretty big shit year, but big for us. And
three
albums, friggin' like exponentially increased our audience. So thank you to everybody. And I'm excited for this next project, for these next couple of projects. So and I'll probably be back out there in Vic, hoping for March. So.
Okay, dope.
You moving back or just coming to visit?
Moving back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Indeed. Yep.
Cool.
Word. Yeah. All right. Peace. I don't know. Are you guys going to continue or?
We'll keep, if you want to, keep Word. Going for a little bit. I'm
yeah, we may as well continue for a moment. Yeah.
Right on. Well, bye. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Take her easy.
Good to see you, fam. Take care.
Nope. Oh,
oh, but yeah, that's about it. We were also talking about doing a Melon Season sequel, as we have like a few other tracks that were like part of that formulation process that we still have. But again, they would just be better in like a summer setting and like when people can be encouraged to drink and get together and it's not necessarily illegal. Yeah.
You think the dance club, I think, is going to pop off once COVID chills?
Oh, yeah. Like, you mean, like, upstairs or, like, dance studios?
I mean, like, the music and, like, just people wanting to do that in general, like, clubs.
Yeah, I feel that, too. I've definitely been, like, just listening to, like, the two albums, like, I did last year, like, I don't know. I'm trying to like figure out how to like combine both of them, but like use it for a little more 2021 context. So, and it's very much like shifting some musical elements of it, but there's also going to be like a metal track on it. So,
oh yeah.
Backwash?
What'd you say?
Do you know Backwash? Backwash.
No.
Trans horrorcore rap artist currently living in Vancouver.
No, but that sounds kind of cool.
Super dope music. You should check her out. Anyway, she follows me on Twitter now, and I'm hoping to maybe get a feature. I don't know. We'll see. But it happened last time with Lil B, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's so sick. That's so wild. Yeah, you just DM'd Lil B, and it happened?
I literally still can't believe it. It was just like I tweeted. It was just like, oh, if I'm having like a mediocre day, at least I can remember to stay positive because the bass god follows me. Yeah. And he like DM'd me and was just like, yo fam, stay up, have a great day, what are you working on, let's work. And I was just like, I'm putting this album together, you want to get on this track? And he's like, hell yes fam. And he gave me a friends and family rate for a feature, which was like literally like $75.
Yeah, that's so sick.
And he's just like, yeah fam, like let's go. And I was like, fuck yeah. So yeah, super crazy. That's what I love. I love that kind of energy when it's just like when people can see it, which I also feel is getting harder to do through social media these days. If people can like see your intent with something and you like vibe with them, that's how in the past at least I've used social media for networking. But I would like to continue that. But things are also just changing in the immediate like local circles. Maybe I am, but I definitely am, but.
Do you think there's a through thread in the Victoria like hip hop scene? Like, is there a commonality? I don't think there is.
I don't really think there is also. And that's why I'm kind of confused as to why everyone's like very protective of like what they're doing. And like, I've even felt it for myself. Like it's, I think that is the commonality, is like, we all seem to have this like protective element in like sharing ideas or something, because they end up just getting like, the pool's small enough that if someone comes in with like an idea that might seem different immediately, then it just gets passed around and like recopied. Whereas like, I feel like more people just need to be willing to get themselves out of that anyways on their own terms and just being like, this is it. And like everyone being solid enough in what they're doing that they don't feel the need to like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I also feel like there's a difference between like reinterpreting something. I'm like losing my voice.
You've been smoking?
No. Wait, like, actually, yeah, I've given that up.
That's good.
It's tough, but it's good. It was necessary. I honestly feel like my voice is like, it's patchy or like high some days, because there's just still so much garbage getting cleared out.
A long time, yeah. I mean, the vape, I feel like, is just like, yeah, it's just a slightly different goop in there now.
Right, yeah. It's a whole other, like, when I was juuling, it was just like the clear, like, liquid. It was just such a juul thing. It's weird. It's fucked. But yeah, anyways, I think that's my ideal like goal for music. That would be lovely to see if it was just more like open and like people doing their thing without like the need to prove. It's just like the proof should be in the pudding. Like if you're making good music and you love what you do, it's going to sound like it. And it won't have to be this whole like showboat thing. Obviously there's an element to that you need for like album promotion, but I think that's my main thing.
Yeah. I mean, and there's two schools of thought, and hip hop really welcomes itself to kind of business brain, right brain, or I can't remember which brain's which, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there is an art to that, and I can respect that sometimes. Sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm pretty much the same.
It's like, yeah, I don't get why it hasn't popped off in Victoria, because it's the most popular music in the world.
Like there's dance? No,
like hip hop.
Oh, yeah. I also just feel like that's Victoria. Like, it's very just like, for lack of a better description, just like the middle class fancy idea of just like, we're Victoria, we are like the capital. And it's like still this element of like properness.
Yeah, we want that. Yeah. I mean, our sound was defined by Mac DeMarco for a long time. And then now I'm not out of touch with it. And I don't know what the sound is. But from, from working for CFUV, I'm volunteering, I guess. Like, the local stuff is all over the place. There's no through thread right now.
And I think that's great.
Yeah. I think it's good, but it's also like, I like a cultural identity.
Yeah.
I've lived here long enough. I like to have something I can like look at. I actually love having a cultural identity I can hate on, you know? Like,
yeah, that's also fair. You can be like, yeah, that's what it is, you know? Like, Vancouver kind of has, like, the yuppie thing. And it's like, we could be like, I don't know, if we had something to, like, relate our music to. I don't know. Maybe Yo Emmett will bring us a sound to the West Coast of the Vancouver Islands, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
I think it could happen. I don't know. The like, local music I like but the most
I think if we found like more of like a common sound for like that was representative of Victoria, I feel like that would happen only after we like, and I say we as in like, I don't know, everyone participating in the artist community of YYJ, if we all just like focus on our lane and support each other and what they're doing and making our commonalities through like collaboration. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, then everyone knows who they are. We start to build this like, I feel like that's where it starts. I don't know. Maybe we got to show them. Maybe
you have the same spirit as me when it comes to like collaboration too, where it's like, why not? Why the fuck not?
Yeah, it's all over the place. Or like people I will collaborate with and then just like blow up on me and be like, you're basically a terrible person. And I'm like, literally, what? So.
I try not to get bogged down by any of that. I haven't actually dealt with really any of that, to be honest. It's been pretty good. I'm a sub, as mentioned before, when it comes to like collaboration. I'm like, yeah, whatever you want. Even if I don't think it's right, I'm like, whatever you want, I'll do it. Oh, you don't want to be on the song anymore? Fine, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd still agree with you. Yeah, that's also where I'm like, you know, I've never had that. It's always just like after the fact or something, or like before a song gets released or something. I don't know. Not even before. It's usually been after, and it's literally two people. So that I have problems with features with, and that's it. So I'm pretty lucky in that. But
I had someone ask to remove a song the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it was in a very kind way though, and I did not do it though. But it would mean I had to remove the whole album. I would have done it, but I was also like,
yeah, but you can't sacrifice your, you know,
whole album for that. No way.
Yeah. No. Fuck no.
Yeah.
I know. It's like the same thing as like I made a beat. Did my verse, sent it to an artist, they did their verse really quickly and put it together, laid it out a bit, and they're just like, honestly, this track does not get my blessing unless it's mixed by my engineer in full. These are their rates. And I'm like, I approached you for a project on my album. I'm like, no. Like, I don't deal with that kind of like egoist grandstanding shit. I'm like, if that's how you work, tell me ahead of time.
Yeah.
When I ask you if you want to do a feature and you say, yeah, absolutely. That's something I should know.
That sort of goes both ways in a lot of, because I can respect, I mean, it's more about how you deal with it than what though. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I can respect that. It's like, this wasn't my vision of it, and it's creative and people, it's very like precious to a lot of people or whatever. Precious kind of a patronizing word, but you know what I mean? And
I
can respect that, but also it's like, you know, the diplomacy element is important to have, and some people are not.
That's the other thing is like, my diplomacy was like briefly out the window when I like started interacting with the hip hop community, because like I'm a very 0 to 100 type of person. I'm like all in and all out.
I like that about you.
Yeah, that's why we vibe. But like, I don't know, when it started getting thrown at me like that, I was just like, yo, fuck it. I'm like, I do this for the love of it. I'm not trying to exploit people. I understand the creative like process of it. But that was also just me like figuring out how to like bring this defense mechanism down of like, that's very much part of my being and it was part of my identity. Yeah. And just getting out there and being like, yeah, fuck it. What are we doing? So that's more fun. That's also why I love music. It's because it's helped me to do that. So,
yeah. Egos. I've talked to a number of people about the
art and the ego. It is a eternal battle that will never be fully fought. It will always be waging on. And that's where music comes from. That's where art comes from. But it's the health balance of it, the maintenance of it.
Yeah. Especially hip hop.
Absolutely hip hop. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. You got any parting words? Any advice? Any love to give?
Lots of love to give for all the people willing to receive it. 2021 is going to be great. I expect lots of growth for everyone. Thank you for streaming Melon Season. Keep on doing that. Oh, new single this Saturday, actually. Okay. All platforms, it's me and Big Fooge, who we've been working more with lately. This one's gonna be dope. I think you're gonna really like this one. It's produced by a homie of mine in Russia. Different vibes for both of us. Sounds really nice. I'm stoked with this mix. Anyways, check that out this Saturday. It's called Walk on Coronation Collective, all streaming platforms. I'm Young Miles on Instagram. Hit me up anytime for like anything. I'm pretty chill. Get to know me. If you heard something whack about me, you can also just believe that and not talk to me. So you're missing out, baby.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Word.
Hell yeah.
It's been real.
I'm gonna stop recording here.